we are actually committed and ready to end the war and actually to achieve peace. It's only that when you talk of achieving peace, two things. One is that we want the commitment of the government. The other day when we signed on the 9th, the two principals signed an agreement on cessation of hostilities. President Kiir went back to Juba and went and denounced the same agreement. He said it was pushed to. On our part, we are committed to negotiate peace, and we are ever ready. Not only 60 days, even 1 week, we could actually finish if the government is really committed, you know, to achieving peace in South Sudan.
Both of you have been threading accusations on who is violating the ceasefire. The government is blaming you. You are blaming the government, and it's a blame game. What other reasons would you give to them to convince them that this time around the rebels are serious and they want peace and they will stick to this framework of 60 days?
Well, John, two things on this. Number one is, as I said, we are really committed to achieving peace in South Sudan. With us here in the talks in Addis Ababa, we're supposed to finish the political framework and the cessation of hostilities metrics of security. It's only that the government rejected all what was put forward. Number one, in the political framework, we're just saying, let us have reforms in all the sectors of the government. And number two, the issue of federal government. And number three, the parameters for the permanent constitution. And this is what held back the signing on a political framework that we could not agree on, because the government doesn't want system of federal system in the country. They don't want reforms. They don't want parameters of the permanent constitution. They're just talking of the current constitution of the country. That should be the constitution.
You're saying you are committed this time around to find an everlasting solution to the problems that made you to fight each other. Does this commitment translate into stopping fighting? Because what is important and people are concerned about is fighting. There's a lot of fighting going on, as you people are also talking in Addis. Is your group going to stop fighting?
Honestly, John, we have, since the day the cessation of hostilities was signed and the agreement on the 9th by the two principals, our forces never advanced to anywhere. Is the forces of Salva Kiir who are advancing now to Wadekona at the west of Upper Nile, now also around the area, and all the places now that are advancing, they want to take over. And one of them was saying privately that we are the legitimate government, we have the responsibility to take over all the places because we are the one to give protection to the citizens. So I think because of this background, they are attacking all our places, that they want to take them over to claim that they are the legitimate government.
What kind of reforms are you advocating for?
Well, John, you know, the reforms, you know, what caused the conflict? You can see it. The security forces that are killing people day and night is like the security forces of one person who have employed them, like your workers in your house. These are not the state security forces. What reforms the judiciary? Not actually, bringing your friends or your relatives to the judiciary and then frame cases against other people, not actually following the law and the profession. You know, it's very unfortunate. Senior people of the government are talking that even when we sign peace, we don't want these people, the forces that are fighting, to be reintegrated into the army. Who is to integrate who? This is our country. It is Addis Ababa and the talks here, and with the spirit of the heads of IGAD, this is where we can actually achieve peace in the country.
All right.
Not through force and all this.
That's Hussein Marniot, spokesman for the SPLM in opposition. He was speaking to me from Addis Ababa earlier today.